All right, get this. We're diving into a recap of the 10th annual Beat Weekend After Party.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and this is a big one.
I bet.
We're talking like celebrating Black excellence in entertainment, the whole shebang.
So, like, who was there, what went down, that kind of thing.
Exactly. We're going to get into all of it. So it sounds like from this press release from HHB Media, this was the
I
event.
mean, 10th anniversary.
Right.
10 years running.
You know it's a big deal when they hit the double digits like that.
Exactly. And it was organized by this guy, Daryl Pitts. Are you familiar with him?
Yeah, the name rings a bell.
So he's like a legend, basically.
Okay, so we're talking like a big name in the industry.
Huge. We're talking, he's worked with everyone, Wendy Raquel Robinson, Yo-Yo, Denise Williams, you name it.
Wow, that's quite the resume.
Right. So, you know, this party wasn't messing around.
Okay, so we've got a legendary organizer, 10th anniversary, set the scene for me. What else?
So get this, the host for the evening, right, was Brian White.
Wait, Brian White from Blackhamptons?
Yes, the one and only. See, now that's what I'm talking about. That's how you draw a crowd.
Right, and they also made sure to honor Tyrone DeBose.
No way. The man behind Unsung. That's amazing.
Right, I mean, talk about someone who shines a light on talent, right?
Seriously. He's given a voice to so many incredible R&B artists who might not have gotten their due otherwise.
Exactly. So you've got these industry giants, but then they also had Tanya Nolan performing.
Hold on. Tanya Nolan. As in, like, topping the charts, Tanya Nolan.
Yep, she was the headliner.
Wow. They really pulled out all the stocks for this one.
Right, and DJ Wen was spinning tracks all night.
Okay, so the music was on point. The guest list is incredible.
Oh yeah, and it all went down at the Westmoor Dance Studio in LA.
All right, so we're talking swanky upscale.
Very.
See, this is what I love about events like this, right? It's not just a party, it's about visibility.
And networking.
Exactly. Like you get all these talented people in one room, and who knows what could come of it.
New projects, collaborations, the next big thing.
Exactly. And the fact that they chose the Westmoor Dance Studio is interesting, too.
How so?
Well, I mean, it's not just some random venue, right? It's got this history, this connection to the arts.
Oh, so it's like they're adding another layer of meaning to it.
Right. It's like they're saying, hey, we're here to celebrate the past, present, and future of Black entertainment.
And they're doing it in style.
Exactly.
So there you have it, the 10th annual Beat Weekend After Party, a night of music, celebration, and honoring incredible talent.
It's inspiring, really. Makes you think about like what achievements in your own life you want to celebrate. What deserves a moment in the spotlight?
Such a good point. All right, everyone, that's a wrap on this deep dive. Go out there and make your own spotlight moments.